Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, celebrating the 23rd anniversary. And now in our 24th year, third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Dr. Bill Duckerberg. He's been with us 21 of those years, and he's the chief economist for the NFIB, and I encourage you to follow his work there. Their index of small business optimism is almost a half century old, and it's the gold standard, folks. It's something I quote all the time. Hey, Bill, thanks again for being here. One of the things that I think we can spend a little time on, and justifying and spending some time on this segment, Bill, is the credit report, the credit market element of your 10 factors. We're now in the middle of the second round of Paycheck Protection Program, PPP2. They've revived the grant money for the EIDL money. There's still an EIDL loan available from the SBA, not through the bank, things like that. And so there's a lot of money out there that my bankers, I should say, Bill, tell me they've got five times the deposits in their bank as they usually have. It's almost getting to a capital problem for them. And so when your people say, when 61% of your people say that they're not interested in a loan, what does that say?
Yeah, well, you know, if you get a PPP loan, of course, you're not interested in a regular bank loan then, because the PPP loan, if you spend the money the right way, gets turned into a grant.
Right.
You don't have to repay it, and so that's good. And, you know, and it's kind of appropriate. I mean, the problems these small businesses are having are directly linked to government policy.
Right.
Poorly designed to deal with COVID.
Right.
But, I mean, they didn't do anything wrong. Things were running really great in January and February last year, and then those policies crashed the economy. And so 20 million people were suddenly laid off, and these firms all closed down, and it was all because of government policy. So I guess it's kind of fair that the government ought to be giving them some money to
right.
compensate them for the damage that government policy is doing.
But the truth is, small business owners, and Bill, you know, you and I have been talking about this for a long time, way before COVID, and that is that the lost decade that we had during the Obama era caused us to deleverage and tighten our belts and improve our balance sheets. I'm convinced that the silver lining in the lost decade is the fact that we were able to survive as to the degree that we did this last year. What do you think?
Yeah, and you know, right now, you know, in the January survey, we had a record low 2% report that they couldn't get all the credit they thought they deserved
right.
and should have. That's the lowest it's been since we started the surveys in 1973 or whenever that was.
So the bottom line is most small business owners don't need more cash, they need more customers.
Exactly. I mean, you can borrow money really cheaply. So we ask them what they pay for their credit every month, and we get those mm-hmm. numbers for, you know, again for 40 years, and it's never been lower, so the cost of credit is as low as it's ever been, and so you get cheap money, but what do you do with it? I mean, mm-hmm. you need to be able to put it into something that pays you a return so you can repay the bank, which the bank usually wants, and that's not, you know, the prospects are not good, so you got no place to go with it.
Right.
You can't just borrow money and then pay interest on it, even if it's low. You got to earn, and earning is not good in this environment.
Do you see, as an economist, do you see the perfect storm coming together with all this cash in the individuals' hands, in the economy, in the stock market, and what's going on with Bitcoin right now? Do you see a perfect storm for inflation coming at us?
Well, you know, inflation could come out, at least, you know, short term. I mean, we have a record high percentage of our owners saying that their inventory stocks are too low.
Yeah.
So they need to get more, but of course, you can't get it if COVID has interrupted all the supply chains and so on. So that could happen. Savers have over $2.5 trillion stacked up. You pointed out the banks have too much money.
Unprecedented.
Being a problem. You have to keep all your ratios balanced.
Yeah.
And when you get too many deposits.
Hey, Bill, I gotta wrap it up. We gotta finish up here. Thank you for being here. Good job today. Come back soon. We'll see you next month.
All right. Take care.
Dr. Bill Duckenberg, ladies and gentlemen, one of our heroes and a great American. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.